Let's talk about a very important shayla that came up this past week. The shayla goes like this. There's a chavra I have that supports a certain godly soul that lives in Bnei Brak. He's been supporting him for many years already. That godly would not be able to be mamshech in his avodas hakodesh of all the shiurim he gives and all the abatzas teira and everything he does without the support of this chaver. This chaver gives himself money, he raises money for him, and he gives him thousands of dollars a month. The guy has a big mishpacha, and he manages to have that fantastic schus. But the godl that's receiving it does not even know that it's him. He knows him, and he's bididis with him, but does not know what he's doing for him. He does it through the Vada Rabbonim. He does it, you know, and this godl that receives it assumes that he just receives like many other people receive through the Vada Rabbonim, but has no idea that this friend of his is doing it for him. So now, at this time, this chaver of mine has a son that's learning in one of the yeshivas in Bnei Brak. And he realized that it would be a very big aliyah for his son if he would have a seder with this godel. It would pump him in the yeshiva a lot. His mind is Bnei in the chaver because he's known as a godel. And the etzim learning and the etzim is karvas and everything would really do a lot for his son. So he calls this adam godel and asked him, would you mind, you know, making a seder with my son? The godel it was very nice of him and said, like, you know, I'd love to have the Shabbos all the time and all that, but, you know, my time is very, very mishubit to all my storim and all my chavrusas and all my writing and all my shiurim, and just in passing, I just don't have the time. I can give him a 15-minute seder that I learn Mishabur every day. If it's 15 minutes, I'd be happy to make him the chavrusa for that 15 minutes, but more than that is out of the question. I just can't do it. So this chav of mine is aware that the godl has no idea what he's been doing, what he's been working hard and hustling, you know. He's very aware of that. And he's not insulted, he's not hurt. I mean, he's very aware of that, but there is a korav of this godl that is aware of it. So this chaver went and called the Karav and said to him, you know, I asked the godl, kafikach, you know, maybe you can be protected to help, maybe you can push him to help, maybe he should learn with my son. He didn't demand anything, he just said something like that, but the Karav understood what's going on. So the Karav says right away, okay, I'll talk to him, I'll see, you know. So the Karav talks to the godl and gets back to the Machaber saying something to this effect, that I spoke to him and he really explained to me mamash every minute of the day he uses to the full extent he's taka godel misrol and how it's meshubed, and he doesn't know, he has no idea that he owes you hakaras hatayiv, and the 15 minutes he gave you was a tremendous gift of learning that Mishnah Berurah with your son. And he's even said that not only your son comes to Shabbos, he doesn't even mind if your son stays by him and not by the dormitory. You know, you can live with him, watch him eat breakfast, lunch, and supper. You know, he can be mamish, be like the Hizbach of the Chazanish over there, but he can't be the Chavusa. I mean, he can't give the time. He just cannot do that. And with that ended the phone call. So this Chava now is asking, you know, what's my achrayis over here? My achrayis is to keep up this gevaldige madriga matan b'seis that I've been doing for years. Or my first achrayis is for my son's limud, and it's time to give up that and tell and be megala to this adam godl, you know, what I've been doing, and in the hope that he would respond and give the seizer to my son. Like, you know, which is a bigger value? He says, there's no negiyas over here, there's no cover, there's no other thing. And if I would know another Talmud Chacham that would have such a reishim on my son's learning, I would hire him to do it. I don't know of anyone else that would do such a reishim. This godel is very personable, very popular, it'll make a very big pump on him. And my son has a shaykhis with him because of, I'm bididis with him. Like, I don't know of any other way of doing this. Like, is it time for me to give up that phenomenal Maila, look over the Maila of my son's learning? Or no, that's a Maila that I've been doing, I should not give that up. Like, what's a bigger value? You're not getting fazited on any personal issues, any sentiments, any bad feelings, none of that. He's asking, what's the bigger value? So what do you answer this fellow? So everybody here in the room thinks that the first value of keeping up this Matan Besesa is the biggest value. And everybody's wrong. I don't mean to be rude. Everybody's wrong. The biggest madrigal is Hatayr, Vishinantum Luvanech, Zema Shekatub Batora, Vishinantum Luvanech. That is number one value. That is your Christ. The other thing is a beautiful thing, what he's doing. But Vishinantum Luvanech is the Chiv. However, there are two important considerations why he should not do it. Two very important considerations why he should not blow it. But in terms of the values, your Christ, number one, is not for the God of Yisrael, not for Klal Yisrael, and not for the Nesi Yisrael, and the whole business, you acquire for your son. For your own Amalei B'Torah, and for your son. And if it's a question of you or your son, who comes first, that's a Sugya Gemara condition. But when it's you, your son, or somebody else, there's no suffering anymore. That's Pasha. That's the first thing we have to know. But now the two strong considerations that I know of, but I can't pass to the Shiloh. This has to be sent to Gedalia Yisrael, the Shiloh. But the two horrors that I know to say on this is like this. One is many, many years ago, I heard this from Rav Hutna, and it could be not accurate because it's many years. He's already at the end of about 35 years, and I didn't hear it from him somewhat. So I might have been before the Bar Mitzvah, but his piece went something like this. He was talking about the Gemara that Ma'ukva was about to go into a Kivshan Eish, not to be megala that he was the one who gave the Matan Besesa to a certain Ani. A certain Ani was going to figure out that he was giving the Matan Besesa, and his only way out was to jump into a Kivshan Eish. So Gemara states, no yichlal album to be mabalatzim into a Kivshan Eish, more than to be mabalatzim p'nei chavir barabim, so his, not to be mabalatzim to p'nei Ani. So his shtel was, so every time you give tzedakah, like what's your right to give the tzedakah in a oifen that you're not doing a Besesa, you'd be mabalatzim p'nei. If you to go into Kivshan Eish, it's only a mile to give b'seisa b'sheitnish kechiv. So he was saying that b'seisa that the chiv akoros atoiv mitzad the oni is a chiv gomer that you're not mechiv to be mevato. It's a chiv gomer, and you have a tefiyah to that. So I don't have to be worried about that bonus problem. If I have a tefiyah gemur on you that you gomer for me. You don't say, I can't take you to Bezin and say, Gunhafta, Mimeni. Even though you'll be embarrassed in front of the Dayanim when I say, Gunhafta. Sitting there in Gedalia Yisrael, I say, you, Ganaf, you make money. That's a Tviya Gemurah. He said, the Hakomas HaTayv is such a Chiv, and it's a Tviya Gemurah for the Tayv that I'm giving this target that I don't have to be Mavat on it. But Ma'ukva already was Mavat on it. He gave Beseisa. So once he was Mavato on the Akaros HaTayv, now it's Taka just our bonus poem. So then he had to go into a Kivshan Eish. So that's a Tzush Tel Aher, that this Yid was already Mavato on all the Akaros HaTayv. He Taka was doing a B'Seisa through the Vada Rabon. So now, he can't now go collect on it. For that, he's better off going to a Kivshan Eish. If he has a way of like saying that whatever the Rabban was doing for you till now was bottle, and now from now on I'm doing it or something, maybe it would be relevant that. But whatever he did till now, he cannot now turn around and start money that based on this vort, which I've heard many, many years ago. That's one of the biggest. The other is more fundamental. And Taka, you know, we use the Indian in a much bigger way. That chibur of shimusha shoteira that they bring all the mices of Rabbi Zashach, it says there that he was at a dinner for yeshiva and the Rosh Yeshiva there was expressing a very heartfelt hakaras hatayv to the guest of honor of how much he does for the yeshiva and being mafzik the yeshiva. And on the way out, Rabbi Zashach expressed some discontent to the Rosh Yeshiva for talking about Hakaras HaTayif. And he said that Oren is Nesis Nesov, and he's not doing Tevis, he's doing his Chayv and his Mitzvah. And Adarab, the Sibah of his Aisha is this, that he's Mahzik the Yeshiva. And, you know, Mizan Nishayim, they're going to Hakaras HaTayif. So the Yeshiva says back to Ablazer, but who you call to do his mitzvah with some other yeshiva? This time he's doing it to my yeshiva. I owe my Hakaras HaTayif. Blazer Shach was not taken by that. He said, you know, which esrig he chooses to do his mitzvah with, the esrig is not chayiv to Hakaras HaTayif for choosing me. You know, that's his cheshbonus, which yeshiva he decides to, is the best for his mitzvah of Achzakas HaTayir, which oren he wants to carry. And but Mizal Nitreid v'gan Hakaras HaTayif. So the guy says, so what's the Yireid? You got to make a speech in his honor. He says, you should talk about the goddess of the Isa Mitzvah, the Shivas of Bimar Zetayir, all that, but Hakaras HaTayif is Zomun Yishreid. So if he's there, so this Godel does not owe him anything. There is no Hakaras HaTayif that he has to bank on. And if he demands Hakaras HaTayif, he's dropping the Madrega of Eitz Chaim Hil Machzikimbo and dropping himself to Semcher Meusha. He's making a huge drop. And this, that the core of the Adam Godel said that he doesn't know that he owes you Hakaras HaTayif, is also a mistake. He does know. And if he would change, maybe just Machpas Nimus or Chash Chil Hashem, but he bets him shouldn't change much because his Haggah doesn't know it. He does not owe so all that he says Naisaf. We're not talking about being in Faris Anim here. We're talking about Hakaras HaTayif. That's what we're talking about. He picked him not because he's the Oni. He picked him because this is Hakaras HaTayif and all that he says Naisaf. He's not an Oni. He can work. That's not what it is. And if the Oren is Naisaf, Naisaf is just a schus to be shyer to the Tayrai. They be in Faris Anim. It's just a way. But the Oren doesn't need it. The Oren is kind without it. So maybe he doesn't owe you, there's no Hakaras HaTayif to Mon. So he make a fake tefiya, it doesn't exist, and be meyred the whole Teira l'Oretz. These are the two Ha'oretz that are negated the Shaila, but Medav is not a shikim for the Gedalia Dor. But the first Ha'or I think is true, that it's his first Achara is his first time. Meaning, if the only money he has now to hire someone else to learn with his son is taken away from this Adam Gadol, Kenzani should do that. That's Kenzani. If now, because of that, like he has, you know, that's Kenzani. That is the Chavi, the first Achrayis. What do you say?
Is there also the it's very possible that even if he would be Nagala, the Gadol didn't have time. Like, you could be
still waiting, but
tomorrow.
Oh, no, he would have to give up something. Obviously, he would have to give
and
up something.
And is that the right thing to do? To, like, force him to change from his...
Your son comes first. That's the Chiddush I'm saying. Most people, right. I say, that's what I was mocking. I know most people think differently. Most people think differently, but your Achrayis is your son, not the Godel's Shia that he's given there. That's not your Achrayis. You start in fatherhood, you have to know that. You're number one. You have to fight as hard as you could to get your son the best Chavrusa, get him into the best yeshiva, and you say, what do you mean? This yeshiva is also good. And you have to revise yourself to get into this yeshiva and get nose. I have to beg this one for protection. That you have to do this. This is the deal. You have to do you the best. But your worry is not your own. Your worry is your son. That's your Achrayis. Everything else is a great thing for you to do. And it's the second best. But don't sacrifice your son for that. Again, this is out the last time that I was saying that there was no mucking for that car. Then we should hope the God would not change. Yeah, but yeah. What I'm fighting is all the balbatis and things. Like one guy starts telling me, well, his son is going to go off the derech without it. So just a shy of a little besser, but calm down. Yeah, yeah. Every little madrig of your son is a big deal. Anybody here who's already a father or looking forward for fatherhood has to know every little madrig is a big deal. Yes. And if you have a son to be a ganzer godel, you're making him three quarters of a godel, you did an avlo to all of Klal Yisrael and to your own son. And that's not a mahalach. You know what I mean? You do whatever you got. Okay. That's what's important.